Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This podcast brought to you by Gowin Canada, makers of Edge Microactive pre-emergent herbicide.
Agriculture is Saskatchewan, and 620 CKRM is your source for everything ag. Welcome to our newly expanded Saskatchewan Agriculture Today. Sitting in for Jim Smalley, here's Ryan McNally.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Saskatchewan Agriculture Today, brought to you by Harvard Western Insurance. We don't judge. Here's another reminder to renew your plates today. Visit harvardwestern.com. Also brought to you by Arcola Co-op, offering fuel, food, and drinks on Highway 13. Arcola Co-op, you're at home here. On today's show, the Canadian Grain Commission says 23 producers have complained of late payments from Cargill. We also hear from the Yorkton Grain Millers Harvest Showdown, which begins today. And as per usual, the farm weather is at its bottom of the hour spot.
This is Saskatchewan Agriculture Today. Filling in for Jim, here's Ryan McNally.
This portion of Saskatchewan Agriculture Today brought to you by Johnson's Grain, helping growers contract any type of grain. Call 1-800-324-7778. The Canadian Grain Commission continues to receive normal complaints for late payments on grain deliveries to Cargill. Over the past several weeks, there have been 23 producer complaints covering all three Prairie provinces. Another three complaints were made after the Grain Commission sent out a tweet Monday asking farmers to contact them if they are having issues. Saskatoon reporter Neil Billinger spoke to Grain Commission spokesperson Remy Gosselin.
These complaints go back to mid-September. The Grain Commission was initially contacted by a few producers concerned about slow payments from Cargill. And the Grain Commission requested a meeting with executive leadership at Cargill. We learned that they were experiencing difficulties with the implementation of new payment software and more particularly having difficulty reconciling older files with new ones. So as far as we know, communications from Cargill have been issued to producers with a special payment process on an interim basis. Obviously, that's not working for some producers. So what we're doing is we're encouraging them to contact us if they're experiencing a slow payment. Our experience has been that if they contact us, we can secure payment relatively quickly. So obviously, this is a frustrating situation for producers. The Grain Commission has requested a follow-up meeting with Cargill to get to the bottom of these latest issues. Obviously, we want to get producers paid as soon as possible.
Farmers are having to wait quite a lengthy period. Is this happening at many Cargill locations, or are you still trying to determine how widespread this is?
As far as we know, this is throughout Western Canada. So Manitoba, Alberta, and Saskatchewan are experiencing the same. Producers in those areas are experiencing the same types of delay with slow payments. So I want to stress that on the basis of the information that we have, Cargill is not experiencing any financial difficulties. It's got, again, more to do with the software that they've been using or implementing, and they've experienced some significant challenges there.
This is a difficult situation for producers, especially this time of year, because other bills are due and they're counting on that money.
Yeah, I mean, you know, from a CGC perspective, we want to get producers paid as soon as possible. Clearly, when we get complaints of slow payment, we take those very seriously. Again, we've been working with Cargill to get producers paid as soon as possible, and our experience has been that when producers contact us, we can get them paid relatively soon. So obviously very frustrating for producers. We personally thank them for their patience, and our experience has been that if they contact us, we can get them paid relatively quickly.
Is it up to Cargill to smooth things over, or can the Grain Commission introduce penalties for a late payment in this case, or is it just something that has to be settled between the two parties themselves?
Well, obviously the CGC does have a role to play here. We're not in a situation where we need to realize against security, so that's certainly not something a mechanism that we want to use. But through our powers of suasion as the regulators of the commercial grain handling system, if producers call us, we can get them their checks relatively soon. So we're encouraging producers to contact the Grain Commission if they're not getting paid, if they're not getting answers from Cargill. And our experience has been that as soon as we pick up the phone, payments are set in motion.
So Cargill is able to find other ways of doing it. It's almost like the squeaky wheel gets the grease type of thing?
Unfortunately, it seems to be the case in this situation. But again, we're asking producers for their patience. We've got assurances from Cargill that they're working on the problem. This is only temporary in nature and producers will get paid.
Remy Gosselin is the head of communications with the Canadian Grain Commission. He says if producers are having issues with being paid promptly for grain deliveries, they should contact the Grain Commission immediately.
You're listening to Saskatchewan Agriculture Today. Covering for Jim Smalley, here's Ryan McNally.
This portion is brought to you by Prairie 6-inch Eaves Troughs. An inch makes a big difference. PrairieEavesTroughs.ca. It's day one of the Grain Millers' 32nd Annual Harvest Showdown. Yorkton Exhibition Association General Manager Barb Wyotis says the doors opened at 11 o'clock this morning.
Our Prairie Oyster Grill opens at 11, so if you're looking for some good homemade chili, we encourage you to come down to the Prairie Oyster Grill. At 3:30, we have our Newton Landscaping Chore Team competition get underway in the Westland Arena. And tonight at 7 o'clock is our SaskTel Horsepower Showcase. And we will be featuring our mutton busting, our Yorkton Dodge Mini Chuck Wagon races, and Dave's Diesel Heavy Horse Pulls. We also have our Breeders' Alley, FCC Breeders' Alley opens at 7 this evening. So if you want to come down and check out some of the area's top producers and cattle, we encourage you to come down for Breeders' Alley. So that's all happening today, and the best part, admission onto the grounds is free. We do require proof of full vaccination or a negative COVID test to attend the event, but lots to see and do happening this afternoon.
If you can't make it today, Wyotis says people can still visit tomorrow, Friday, and Saturday.
That's right. We have a full week ahead, and tomorrow our commercial cattle show gets underway with the Futurity Show. We also have our horse events in the evening again. Our Sweet Pro Cattleman's Reception happens in FCC Breeders' Alley tomorrow night. And we also have our Commercial Grain, Forage, and Pedigreed Seed Show awards evening in the Prairie Oyster Bar and Grill tomorrow night at 7. And we will have some entertainment following that. Quick Dick McDick will be on site and putting on a show. And we also have Bull Ruckus performing after him. So tomorrow's another busy day ahead. So, and again, admission onto the grounds is free. So there's lots to see and do.
The only thing people need to pay for is the PBR bull riding events on Friday and Saturday nights.
PBR does require a ticket, so you can get your tickets in advance. We would encourage you to stop in, get those in advance to avoid lineups. You can get them here at the exhibition office, or you can go online to yorktonexhibition.com and purchase your tickets there. We also Thursday, Friday, we have our stock dog competition, and that's always a really neat event. We have the cattle trials on Thursday and sheep trials on Friday, and those both get underway at 9 a.m. in the Westland Arena.
Wyota says people are excited to be back.
Oh, we are. You know, we haven't had Harvest Showdown since 2019, so yes, we're very excited. And, you know, today, something I forgot to mention, Lakeview Insurance has their Ag Appreciation Evening this evening, and that goes at 7 o'clock up in the National Bank Convention Place, and they have guest speaker Matt Snell coming in, and he's a senior risk manager with StoneX. So for all of our producers out there, that's going to be a really fun and interesting evening. So if everyone's welcome to join in for that tonight, and that's 7 o'clock up in the National Bank Convention Place. And then I don't want anyone to forget, we also have our trade show. So that'll run Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and we have some great exhibits coming in. We've got Cowtown coming in. We've got Key Chef, Pampered Chef, you name it, it's coming. into the trade show, and that runs from noon to 7 Thursday, Friday, and Saturday.
Barb Woitis is the general manager of the Yorkton Exhibition Association. We'll have more on the Yorkton Grain Millers Harvest Showdown coming up later in the show.
Time now for Real Agriculture with Sean Haney, brought to you in part by Karst Holdings in Assiniboia and Schlamps Integra Tire in Grenfell, your locally owned Integra Tire dealers on The Source, 620 CKRM.
This is your RealAgriculture.com update. Bring the energy of Real Ag Radio to your next customer meeting or conference. From your stage, we'll record an episode in person to inform and provide insight on the latest in agriculture. Sean Haney here with RealAgriculture.com and Real Ag Radio, Rural Radio 147 on Sirius XM. Recently, CAPI announced four distinguished fellows going to be doing some key pieces of research that are needed to be done to support some of CAPI's work. And one of those distinguished fellows is Dr. Susan Wood Boehm, and she joins us right now. Susan, how are you?
I'm fine, thanks. Thanks for having me, Sean. It's a pleasure to be with you.
Yeah, it's great to chat with you. So you're president and CEO of Wood Boehm & Associates. You offer strategic consulting services to industry as well as government in the areas of science-based innovation, research and development investment, and integrated solutions deployment. That sounds absolutely fascinating. Susan, what does that mean?
Well, it is fascinating, actually. We live in an era where technology is seen to be the answer to all questions. And governments often need a little advice on what are good technologies, what are technologies that make financial sense and societal sense. And so from time to time, I'm invited to consult on that.
So with your distinguished fellowship at CAPI, where is your research going to focus?
Well, my research is focusing on sustainability. And of course, this tied very closely to the climate change file. So from a perspective of what I'm actually going to be doing at CAPI, there will be a series of projects that look at sustainability on the agriculture file. Certainly the easy part for me is the hardcore science, because that's my background. So I'll be looking at what kinds of management practices we can use to address climate change emissions and to reduce those emissions and to enhance perhaps carbon sequestration, for example. So that part is the physical science part. There will also be a section on looking at what incents people to undertake changes, because agriculture is notorious for having a fairly thin profit margin. And so making changes comes with a little bit of risk, financial risk, and we need to de-risk that by understanding what that looks like. And then finally, we'll talk about what it might do in terms of trade and Canada's position in global trade in the agri-food sector.
So we've been hearing a lot about climate change as of late. It didn't come up in the election as much as I maybe thought it would, as some of the previous elections. We've been hearing a lot, though, this week regarding COP26, and we'll get to that in a second. But as some of our farmer audience that is listening to our discussion, I'm sustainable. Like this farm's been in my the ranch has been in my family for many, many generations. And so is a part of this sort of defining the word sustainability, or at least providing some context around it to really provide solutions and sort of focus the research? Like, I think lots gets lost in this discussion.
Yeah, it's a good point, Sean. The word sustainability means a lot of things to a lot of different people. We tend to use the UN's definition of sustainability, which looks at the physical, societal, and economic aspects. So sort of a three-legged stool, and they need to be in balance in order for something, anything, whether it's an agricultural system or a family, to be able to carry on into the next generation without a loss or degradation of the quality.
Now, internationally, a lot of promises are being made. Is the science straight and set when it comes to how some of these emissions are measured, or is that still kind of up for debate?
I think it's always up for debate, and there's a couple of different reasons. One is because we haven't always measured things, and so in some cases it's a fairly new science, and we're still learning about it. And the second is because science is always a little bit of a moving target. Every time we learn how to do something a little better, the outcomes change a bit. So it's not something that's carved in stone.
This has been your Real Agriculture Update. You can find out more about this issue or many others at realagriculture.com.
It's your agro weather forecast on The Source, 620 CKRM.
The official 620 CKRM farm weather brought to you by Shepherd Realty in Regina, specializing in farm and ranch real estate in Saskatchewan. Call Harry, Justin, or Devin at 352-1866. And Moose Jaw Truck Shop, the number one choice for any diesel engine repair. Drop in, no appointment necessary, or visit moosejawtruckshop.com. Sunshine today, the high of 7, clear tonight with low of minus 6. Mainly sunny tomorrow, the high of 11, a low plus 3. Friday, mix of sun and cloud with a high of 11 and a low of minus 1. Saturday, sunshine with a high of 11, a low of minus 1. And Sunday, sunshine with a high of 6, a low of minus 5. Monday, sunshine with a high of plus 4 and a low of minus 4. The normal high for this time of year is plus 3. The normal low is minus 8. Sun rose this morning at 7:53. Sun will set tonight at 5:31. Around the province in Saskatoon, it's plus 2. Weyburn at plus 5. Estevan and Yorkton both sitting at plus 4. In Swift Current, it's 8 degrees. In Moose Jaw, it's mainly sunny. The wind west at 8, it's 6 degrees. Mainly sunny in Regina. The wind south-southeast at 8, it's plus 3.
Get out to an early start on weed control in next year's canola and lentil crop using Group 3 Edge Microactive from Gowan, Canada this fall. Edge Microactive, maximize yields today and manage resistance for tomorrow. Always read and follow label directions from Gowan, Canada.
You're listening to Saskatchewan Agriculture Today. Covering for Jim Smalley, here's Ryan McNally.
This portion of Saskatchewan Agriculture Today brought to you by McDougall Auctioneers. Get fair market value for your assets with an online auction through McDougall Auctioneers. McDougallAuctions.com. And brought to you by Pattison Liquid Systems, experts in liquid fertilizer distribution. Fertilizer's just better when it's wetter. Pattison Liquid Systems, expect the best. Milk and dairy prices are expected to jump early next year. It comes as the Canadian Dairy Commission recommended an 8.4% increase in farm gate milk prices. The commission says the price hike is meant to help dairy farmers offset the rising costs for cattle and feed and fertilizer. It's unclear what the price hike at the farm gate will mean for consumers when the milk finally reaches grocery stores. Some analysts are suggesting it could mean an increase of 10% for dairy products, or even as high as 25%. The 8.4% being suggested by the commission is nearly double the previous record jump in farm gate prices, which was 4.5% back in 2017. But Canada's food processor, Dr. Sylvain Charbonneau at Dalhousie, says the CDC needs to be more transparent.
4% may be shocking for some. I honestly don't think it is, to be honest. I actually think that dairy farmers are paying more for a lot of things. The challenge is that we just don't know how much more they're paying for certain things. There's no transparency. There's no data. So they claim on their press release that feed prices and energy costs are going up, which is true, but still we don't know the numbers. Keep in mind, Dean, that Canada's industrial milk is the most expensive in the world already, and so we need to be careful here because we may actually see again dairy processors go south and buy dairy proteins a quarter of the price. It did happen before. It could happen again, and because they want to remain competitive as much as possible. And that's why I think the 8.4% is seen as short-sighted by many observers, and including some dairy farmers who've emailed me confidentially, saying that my goodness, they're concerned because they could actually see a reduction in quota. And many dairy farms could disappear, including many in Alberta.
That's Canada's food process professor, Dr. Sylvain Charbonneau. The provincial milk boards will have a final say on the CDC's pricing recommendation. As part of the Grain Millers Harvest Showdown that gets underway in Yorkton today, the Ag Appreciation Evening is being held tonight. Lakeview Insurance Brokers and Maple Ag and Outdoor is bringing out Matt Snell, a senior risk manager at StoneX in Chicago. Organizer Dave Neusbaumer has the details.
You know, we're bringing in Matt Snell. He's with StoneX. He trades grain down on the floor at the Chicago Board of Trade. I've heard him speak before a few years ago in Banff at an event. He's a very knowledgeable. I think he's going to give us some good insight into what the grain markets are going to be this next upcoming year in all commodities, I believe. So we're excited that we were able to grab him to bring him in to speak to the community. And it's a free event, Doug, so this is no charge. It's all compliments of Lakeview Insurance and Maple Ag and StoneX.
Neusbaumer says he's interested in hearing what he has to say.
Well, I do follow it. Of course, I have a long history with farming and I've retired now, but I still follow it on a regular basis, mostly because of our farm clients. But yeah, I'm keen on what he's predicting for the future, because I don't think any of us have seen $20 canola and $10 or $11 wheat and $5, $6, $7 oats. So it's exciting times in one sense, and it needs to be from the price of all the input costs.
That's Dave Neusbaumer with Lakeview Insurance Brokers in Yorkton. The Grain Millers Harvest Showdown gets underway in Yorkton today.
You're listening to Saskatchewan Agriculture Today. Covering for Jim Smalley, here's Ryan McNally.
This segment of Saskatchewan Agriculture Today brought to you by Degelman Industries. Look to Degelman for the most reliable, dependable, engineered, tough equipment on the market. And Arcola Building Supplies, small town lumberyard, big on service. ArcolaBuildingSupplies.com. The downward trend in feeder cattle prices continued this week. Provincial cattle specialist Natasha Wilkie has more.
It was another week where the majority of the prices went down for both the steers and heifers. They had one of the lower weight categories, I guess, that improved. So when we look just at the feeder steers, prices range from $269.90 per hundredweight to the 300 to 400 pound weight category, to $171.67 per hundredweight for the 900 plus pound weight category. And so, like I mentioned, the only price increase we saw there was in the 300 to 400 pound weight category, with prices going up $1.87. The largest price decline we saw was in the 900 plus pound weight category, with prices going down $5.25 per hundredweight. And then when we look at the Saskatchewan feeder heifers, the prices there range from $201.72 per hundredweight for the 300 to 400 pound weight category, to $167.40 per hundredweight for the 800 plus pound weight category. And the only price increase we saw there was in the 400 to 500 pound weight category. Those girls going up $1.77 to end the week, averaging $188.56 per hundredweight. The largest price decrease we saw was in the 600 to 700 pound weight category, with those girls going down just to, 92 cents, so not too bad from the previous week. And so they ended the week averaging $172.35 per hundredweight.
What factors affected the market?
Well, once again, it's volume and seasonality. You know, those are coming into play as the fall run is in full swing. The feeder futures, they also dropped this past week, so that didn't quite help out the markets at all. And we're still seeing pressure from those high feed grain prices.
And what were the marketing numbers?
So Canfax reported, a total of 45,369 head of cattle sold in Saskatchewan last week. And that was just slightly lower than just under 49,000 head the previous week. And it's lower than the 52,441 head marketed during the same week in 2020.
And what happened with market ready cattle prices?
So we saw the average price of live steers in Alberta ended the week at $153.50 per hundredweight. And so that's a price decline of $2.11 per hundredweight from the previous week. And then we look at the cull cow market. The price of D2 slaughter cows saw a noticeable price decline of $6.72 per hundredweight. And so they ended the week averaging $63.20. The price of D3 slaughter cows saw a smaller price decline of $5.03 per hundredweight. And so they ended the week averaging $54.33 per hundredweight.
Natasha Wilkie says livestock feed prices and dry conditions are still putting pressure on the cattle market heading into this week.
The market updates on The Source, 620 CKRM.
Market update is brought to you by Nelson GM and Assiniboia and Avonlea. With new inventory arriving daily, they'll find a vehicle that fits your agriculture lifestyle. Proudly serving southern Saskatchewan for over 60 years, see Nelson GM today. and Western Ag Professional Agronomy. If you want to make more cropping decisions with confidence, visit growmoreprofits.com. Durham was unchanged this morning in trading at 707.72. Feed barley unchanged at 373.64. Canola was down $4.80 to 471.42. Flax unchanged at 1,468.62. Lentils unchanged at 986.50. Oats unchanged at 536.53. Yellow peas unchanged at 544.89. Feed wheat unchanged 261.65. Number one red spring wheat is down $4.98 to 449.59.
It's the Livestock Reports on The Source, 620 CKRM.
The livestock quotes are brought to you by the Weyburn Livestock Exchange. Call Weyburn at 842-4574.
Assiniboia Livestock had a pre-sort sale on November 2nd. 300 to 400 pound steers sold from 256 to 270. 400 to 450 pound steers sold from 242 to 250. 450 to 500 pound steers sold from 230 to 250. 500 to 550 pound steers sold from 218 to 235. 550 to 600 pound steers sold from 204 to 235. 600 to 650 pound steers sold from 196 to 202. 750 to 700 pound steers sold from 194 to 199. 700 to 800 pound steers sold from 189 to 196. 800 to 900 pound steers sold from 171 to 185. Heifers are back about 50 cents from the steers. This is Jordan Stevens with the Assiniboia Livestock Market Report. Have a great ranching day.
And now, the Saskatchewan pork prices.
This is Bill Alford with the Hams Market Commentary for Wednesday, November 3rd. Hams sold 7,000 hogs Tuesday, selling in a range of 175 to 194 per CKG. Today's sales are expected to be around 6,700 head, selling in a range of 177 to 197 per CKG. Hams number one sows this week are steady, selling in the range of 54 to 61 cents per pound live weight. Hams cash hog price today is mixed, and forward contract prices opened higher this morning. On Tuesday, the Canadian dollar was down 23 basis points, with the daily exchange rate at 1.2404. The Canadian dollar is currently trading at 80.53 cents U.S. Daily U.S. cash prices are mixed midweek, with the negotiated Western Corn Belt region down 39 cents, national 65 cents higher, and the national cutout adjusted variant up $1.59 U.S. 100 weight relative to the previous day. The trend remains lower in the Western Corn Belt national regions as daily prices this week have been below week-ago values. All reporting regions are biasing to the low side, and the pork cutout prices for Tuesday, while higher than on the Monday report, are still lower than the week-ago benchmark. Lean hog futures opened moderately higher and have gained strength through mid-trade. Present levels, while good from a historical perspective, are still hovering amid the lower end of the recently established range. The Canadian dollar is lower this morning, subsequently having the effect of adding value to the forward contract prices in Canadian dollars per 100 kilograms. The Canadian dollar is closely linked to the value of crude oil, and crude oil futures are down sharply today after the American Petroleum Institute reported a larger than expected build in crude oil inventories for the second consecutive week.
Coming up, the Resource Report on Saskatchewan Agriculture Today.
This is the Saskatchewan Resource Report on 620 CKRM. Here's Ryan McNally.
And now the Resource Report brought to you by Second Look Online Auction. Visit secondlookonlineauction.com to see what's up for bid. The province of Ontario announced this week that the minimum wage in the province would be going up to $15 an hour beginning in 2022. Currently in Saskatchewan, our minimum wage sits at $11.81 per hour. Minister of Labor Relations Don Morgan says they will be monitoring the changes in other jurisdictions before making any other changes. However, opposition critic for economy Alina Young welcomed the news of Ontario raising their minimum wage. She's hopeful that Saskatchewan would soon follow suit and increase the minimum wage. Public sector unions in Manitoba are hoping to appeal a court ruling that said the government had a right to impose a wage freeze on more than 100,000 workers. The coalition of unions says it is asking the Supreme Court of Canada to hear the case in order to protect collective bargaining rights. The Progressive Conservative government introduced a bill in 2017 to impose a two-year wage freeze, with small increases in the third and fourth year on any new public sector agreement. Court of Queen's Bench judge ruled the move violated bargaining rights under the Charter of Rights and Freedoms and struck down the wage freeze, but the government took the matter to the Court of Appeal, which overturned the lower court ruling and said the government was within its authority. Kevin Rebeck, the head of the Manitoba Federation of Labor, says he's hoping the Supreme Court agrees to hear the case. On the markets, the TSX is up 11 points to 21,181. The Dow is down 152 points at 35,899. Oil is down $2.79 to $81.12 US per barrel. And the Canadian dollar is down 0.03 cents to 80.52 cents U.S. And that's the resource report. If you missed any segment of the show, tune in to the on-demand Saskatchewan Agriculture Today podcast brought to you by Gowan Canada. Gowan Canada understands the challenges growers face and takes pride in finding effective crop protection solutions. Visit GowanCanada.com to learn more. That is Saskatchewan Agriculture Today.
You've been listening to Saskatchewan Agriculture Today with Jim Smalley on 620 CKRM. If you missed any of today's broadcast, download the podcast now online at 620CKRM.com. Saskatchewan Agriculture Today, now starting after the 12 o'clock news on your voice for everything. Thing Ag, 620 CKRM.
This podcast brought to you by Gowan Canada, makers of Edge Microactive pre-emergent herbicide.